I sound like I have a duck in my cooter.
Oh my God.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I am your mildly intoxicated host, Daniel, and I'm joined, as always, by my more intoxicated co-host.
Hey.
Whoa.
Allie and Larry. I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. Without vodka. Thank you.
I have to hide my beer now that we actually have a video feed going. So
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Let's talk about that. Guys, yeah. We're on video this time.
What's up? I just really don't like myself on video. I got like super self-conscious, but
I mean, if
I
you want
to, cool though.
If you want to put the camera 100% on me, I'm down. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this on whatever platform you listen to it, and you would like to see the video, hit us up. I'm pretty sure we're going to post it somewhere. That's a discussion we're going to have.
We're
kind of just riffing it or loosely. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, you're about to see how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
To quote old Nathan Owen. So he's like, do we really want to see how the sausage gets made? And the answer is no. But we're going to show you anyway.
No, but also yes.
but anywho, we've got a little bit different recording schedule this week. Got some time conflicts. So... we're actually recording the previous Wednesday, and I don't know, it's hump day.
Do we want to give a shout out as to why we're recording on Wednesday? Like a little bit of a congratulations?
Sure,
maybe?
Go ahead, man. Take it away.
Yeah.
So we're recording on Wednesday because obviously two good friends and listeners of the podcast are getting married this weekend.
Yeah! Boy, you get two air horns. So,
congratulations! By the time this episode comes out, Jason and Alicia will be officially husband and wife.
Oh,
we wish you the best,
yeah.
And congratulations to both of you. I will see you in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, but by the time they hear this, you will have seen them.
Yes, and I'm sorry for if I become a shit show.
Sorry.
I apologize.
Sorry for my retroactive.
I ruined your wedding. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry for how drunk I got at your wedding.
It's cool. Nobody will remember.
You know, I didn't even ask if it was an open bar or not.
Dude.
Hope it's not a cash bar.
Well, no. This just in, man. It's always an open bar when you bring your own flasks.
That's true.
Just
that
saying.
That is true.
Man, that's a wedding hack, period, man. I never go to a wedding without a flask, or at least at this point in my life.
So. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm always, I don't like going to, like, family weddings. Obviously, I liked my brother's wedding because I was in it, but... and it's my brother, but like,
it's not the same as a friend wedding.
It's not the same as a friend wedding.
You can let your hair down at a friend's wedding.
Especially with our friends.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be really fun.
Hell yeah.
It'll be good.
And Alicia and Jason are like really great people too. So
they're amazing. Really it is the combination of two incredible people. So
absolutely.
Well, rock and roll. Congratulations to Alicia and Jason. I was trying to think. So, past couple days since we have last convened, anybody have anything new to bring to the table or memorable?
I feel like the world is catching on fire.
Yeah,
there are a lot of things happening. Obviously, we just had an election. A local election, I believe. I don't know what the hell it was.
It was city council. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of sprinkle onto your local government.
Mm-hmm.
If you voted, good for you. If you didn't, whatever. I don't think really anybody but like old people vote for local elections.
Yeah.
I have some friends that do. I meant to, and it just escaped me. And then I was like, shit, it's election day, and well, I didn't do any research.
I don't think since, well, I don't know about, actually, do any of us live in the city?
I
know,
do.
Do you?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't remember if I do.
I know that like our old house, we were annexed into the city, so we would have been able to vote. But since we're county now, we couldn't even go vote. So
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. But I have no idea. Anyway,
Checked in because I am a voting motherfucker. Like literally, if somebody goes around with like just a if there's like Girl Scouts walking around the neighborhood and they're like, "What's your favorite like cookie?" I'm like, "Are you taking votes?
There's something I can vote on." Yeah, hell yeah.
This just in: Samoas will fucking rock your dick off.
Oh man, I love Samoas.
Yeah,
I don't want my dick rocked off because I'm trying to fuck a clock.
Oh shit. No,
we still got to get through everyone's week.
Oh my god! Okay.
I just want to give another shout out to Bruce because he's been playing Rocket League with me, and what a guy, dude! Not only is he a fucking awesome dude,
yeah,
but he's been teaching me like all the tips and tricks about it.
Wait, can he fly?
I'm loving it. He can. He's way better than I am. Like, he plays competitively.
Okay. Well, I mean, right? Does he just play on, like, competitive mode?
Competitive mode, yeah. Okay. Not like,
I mean, don't think shit, he plays, dude. Like, I dabble in competitive mode, but I get my shit kicked in. So.
Yeah. So, like, he's been teaching me all the tips and tricks. So, like, I've been, you know, as you know, I've been getting into playing some more video games. So, every now and then we link up, like, at least once a week or so, and he teaches me tips and tricks. And that's what I've been focused on. Like, my week so far, though, has been pretty calm, kind of-ish. Because I worked Monday, but I'm on vacation for the rest of the week because I decided, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
So calm, but at the same time, still have to kind of work.
Okay.
Because I'm never truly off of work.
Okay.
Other than that, it's okay.
All right. Allie, you want to?
Okay. So I decided, in lieu of anything else, I have a bone to pick with local radio. All right.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Which one?
Well, this radio, specifically this ad, and I guess it's not a local ad.
So if it's Jason Ferris, dude, I have an issue.
The dealer for the
dude,
people.
His Valentine's Day shit. God. I get the lenders all hot and bothered.
Oh god.
And I'm just like, dude, this is amazing.
He makes me want to drive my car into a
wall. Oh no, it is the most cringeworthy, like, just, so bad. It's great.
But well, anyway, I guess this isn't local, but yeah. When I get in my car, it takes my phone like a minute to sync, and I hear the radio until it syncs. Mm-hmm. And there's this radio ad, and I hear it almost every workday morning, okay? And they say that there's this app and that you can get up to 25 cents back per gallon of gas that you buy, okay? Mm-hmm. But this girl in the ad says, some months I get up to $200 to $300. And okay, like, first off, if you say up to, then you don't put a range with it. Your grammar's stupid.
Yeah.
But also, there's four quarters in a dollar. Okay?
Yeah.
That's 1,200 gallons of gas that you're buying.
Yes, she's like, have you heard of an Abrams tank? That's what I drive.
Hey. And it's not saying that there's any other way to earn money or any bonus or anything. It's implying
gas alone.
Just gas. Yeah. Up to 25 cents a gallon, and you can make up to $300. That's 1,200 fucking gallons of every morning. I am pondering this, and I am that lady with the math equations all over again every fucking morning. And I'm like,
what does she drive?
No, how? What are you? What?
Does she drive like a full size fucking Tahoe? And
dude, I think she somehow.
Does she sleep? Does she just drive?
She uses her RV as her commuter. Like, God damn it. She does, dude. She's like, yeah. As she's like patting the top of the like roof, she's like, yeah, this baby gets
about 1 mile to the gallon.
1 mile to gallon.
Like, 1,200 gallons. Every morning, I'm mad about this. So this morning, I'm like typing these like notes up at a red light. I'm like, I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing it up.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
God.
I was trying to think if, actually, I had one thing to bring up. considering all of us like food. Now, Larry, you, I know that you're vegan, so I don't know. I don't know how the sauce world is.
Are you coming at me?
No, no, I legitimately don't know, because do vegans eat a whole lot of sauces?
Yeah. I mean, vegans spice the shit out of everything, mm-hmm. and the alternative to spice is sauce, right? Okay. So,
well,
so
sauce things up.
This was posted on Unpopular Opinion, and I was like, I wanted to bring it up, and actually, I'm not even going to opine until you guys have, because obviously, I've got opinions are like assholes. We've all got one. And most people stick, says right? Anyway, so
you don't know if I have an asshole.
Oh don't my assume. God! Oh, no. I knew
don't
it.
Don't I assume knew. My asshole having status.
Hey man, we're on video.
Did you just prove assume it. My asshole status?
So did you just? Yeah. If you can't enjoy a food without sauce, then you don't actually like that food. I'm just saying, and this I'm reading this post, by the way. This is not my take. I'm just saying, if you can't enjoy, let's say, a chicken sandwich without sauce, then you don't actually like the food. You just like the sauce. I'm not saying that sauce on food is bad, just that if you can't enjoy it without all the sauce, then you don't actually like it.
I mean, some foods are just a way for me to get that sauce.
Okay.
Like buffalo, anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, good. It's just, I need protein, clear, but mostly it's buffalo.
It's the vehicle for the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What if like someone like on a plate, what is it called? Paleo diet?
Oh,
paleo.
Paleo.
Whatever. Those yeah. don't have sauces, do they?
No, I don't think they can. I wouldn't think so. No, just it's because just they can't have anything shit. Processed, right? At all.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can make sauces that it's are like shit. Water. It's like, you can make like chimichurri or something.
Have you ever had about water isn't sauce? It like, it's delicious.
Isn't it like just things like you can naturally catch and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the concept of that diet?
Well, but
it's just literally unprocessed, I believe. So it's like fruits, nuts, like
nuts.
Okay, but what counts nuts, as processed? Man. Like, okay, so salsa you could make. That's not really processed. It's just chopped.
Oh, you know? No, and I would think that you could eat that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's like you couldn't have cooked salsa kind yeah. of thing. You know what I'm saying? If you made yeah. your own salsa or something like that, I would think that you could eat that.
Yeah.
But what are you going to eat it with? Because you can't have chips.
Fuck.
I don't know. That's kind of valid. That's kind of a valid point.
You can like, put salsa just on, like, I dated a guy who turned insane with an eating disorder and would just eat a baked potato with salsa on it for dinner. And I was like, your life is bad. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I'm just saying you can put salsa on things other than chips. Just some people
true.
Are insane.
True. What about like a PB&J? You don't necessarily put sauce on a PB&J, so you can enjoy a PB&J without putting sauce on it, right?
Well,
PB&J is sauce.
Okay,
you sure.
Peanut butter well, so and jelly both count as sauce.
Does peanut butter count
they're
as
condiments?
Sauce?
They're condiments, right?
What the fuck are condiments? Condiments are sauces.
Fuck.
Okay, so now I
are
feel
we
like
in a paradox? We're in a paradox.
We don't have to like dive this deep into this, but I feel like now we've walked it back to what is a sauce.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So the biggest thing that jumped out to me about this, and the reason that I wanted to bring it up kind of, is because this the number one upvoted thing, I was like, motherfucker's got a valid point. I love pasta.
Oh God.
Yeah.
But I ain't fucking eating that shit just like I will. But I want a fucking sauce on it.
Even as a kid, I never just ate just like buttered noodles. I never ate that.
If you eat raw pasta,
yeah,
like raw pasta and chicken or something like that.
I love that you said this, Larry. You set me up. You set me up, dude. The number two, the number one response to that was, you haven't lived until you've eaten dry pasta on the beach in the middle of the summer.
What?
I mean, jokes, obviously. But no, that like raw pasta. No. I've munched on raw pasta while I was cooking pasta just because I fucking was hungry. And
You don't have anything to snack on, Mark?
I don't know. I don't know why. I
better
haven't
just
eaten
eat
that.
Some raw macaroni noodles. Know.
Well, not macaroni spaghetti.
Still,
just because it's easy.
It's
like,
all the same.
It is. I mean, it's hard pasta, so. I honestly, this is a losing. I'm not willing to die on this hill.
Good. It's not a great hill.
Daniel. I need you to do better. Anyway, I have this friend that used to eat ramen noodles just like uncooked and just eat them.
Like okay. It's a patty? Like I've seen
time
people
out.
Do that.
Time out. You can actually do that if you use the, if you've ever seen Squid Game, which I think Larry, did
yeah.
you, okay.
Yeah.
Do you not remember seen, the yeah. scene of the old man and the yeah. dude sitting outside yep. and he literally sprinkled the seasoning packet seasoning, on it yeah. after it was like crunched up a little bit and they were just eating it like chips?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get behind that because ramen noodles are softer than like.
Yeah, they're like enriched. Thinner, so they're not yeah, going to be as much of a crunch.
God damn it. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to belabor. Yeah, I don't want to belabor the point. I thought about it and I was like, I'm not sure I agree. And then I was like, there are some things that definitely. The sauce-
Give me three. Name three.
Name three
things. No, that was
I'm
a total
joking.
Joke
I'm
about
joking.
Like
I'm joking. I'm
people
joking.
Wearing
dude I'm
people wearing band shirts
about,
and like name three
I,
songs.
I would not eat pizza without sauce.
Mm. That's a good point.
Then it's just cheesy bread.
I love cheesy bread.
Well, I do. Okay, fuck. All right, listen, let's move on.
All right.
Larry, don't you have a
Larry,
sexy clock?
Tell us
clock.
About this.
Sweet clock.
Yes, I was gonna.
Whoa.
I was gonna say, whoa,
I do.
Whoa!
I'm glad she's not drinking tonight. No,
I do. So I'm gonna get into this, and then I miss Trixie. So we're gonna talk about Trixie after Ooh. This.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, guys,
yeah.
This would be a perfect post for "Don't put your dick in that."
Oh
Have
God.
You ever been to that
yeah.
subreddit?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's amazing. All right, so.
There's a tag group on Facebook called something like, I don't care what you tell me, I'm putting my PP in that. There's a few like that, and they're really funny.
Yes.
So the company Philips has been ridiculed as sex toy over a supple and plump hole design in their new clock.
I love a supple clock. I will tell
listen.
I don't listen. Even know what that, like, I, honestly.
Click
so
it,
I'd
click
love
it.
To. Well, no. So, truth be told, I normally do not click links that you guys are covering because my imagination, I feel like, almost does it more justice than the actual like stuff. Just because I have a silly imagination, and I'm thinking of this supple clock, and I just, now I need to click the link.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, and if you are watching this,
ooh.
You will be seeing it right now. You're looking at my screen, and this is the fucking supple clock.
Dude.
If I walked into someone's house and this was sitting out, I would be embarrassed for them that they left out whatever this is, because it doesn't look like
what?
Just a time-telling device.
But what is the reason for the...
Oh. I, okay. All right. So let's...
You have questions?
Let's get into this. Let's get into this. All right. So an alarm clock is going viral after Twitter user pointed out its unusual looking design, prompting comparison to a sex toy and questions about what goes in the hole. Sir.
God.
Sir, this is an Olive Garden.
Well, I'm sorry, but that person that was questioning what goes in the hole must be very well endowed because I'm not going to lie. That seems like a pretty big hole.
That's a girthy hole.
Thank you.
I mean, like, there's an iPhone hole. Sitting beside it for scale, and it looks like the iPhone would
how,
fit.
Yeah.
So
yeah. How many... all right, let's show your hands. How many people got dicks wide as iPhones? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't see no hands.
Allie took a one-person survey in the room that she's in.
Nobody.
No hands.
Nobody.
No hands.
You'd have to buy like special pants like that. You can't. No.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh no. So
I love this.
So the Philips Smart Sleep and Wake Up Light features a hole in the middle of the design, prompting numerous users on social media to wonder what the hole is for and the reason behind the design. Yeah. Twitter user at expo.pet, you would have that, posted an image of the alarm clock and questioned the squishy looking material on the front. She wrote, "Never before have I seen such a supple and plump alarm clock. Why did Philips make it look so slick, squishy, and in heat?"
It looks squishy. It does look squishy.
I love the literally last two words, in heat.
Also, hey, it's a fleshy color also. Yes. Like it's not good.
No, honestly, yeah, it reminds me of the peach emoji.
How does something look in heat?
Say what?
How does something look like it's in heat?
Can you see this thing?
It is glowing. I mean, I know what you're saying.
It's gaping. It's like, I mean,
you know what I want to do? I want to eat some Fruit Loop. That'll.
Oh my goodness! I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Don't ever look up Fruit Loops on a porn website.
Oh God!
And by the way, look up Fruit Loops on a porn website. No, I was actually shown this while working at the fucking bar, dude. Oh, like somebody was like, "You ever seen Fruit Loop?" This was the same person.
Is it bad or funny?
It's disgusting. Okay, I'm not doing it then. Don't do it.
Okay. I had already opened it.
Oh my God. No, don't
okay,
do it.
Okay, well, thanks for leaving me.
I will explain to you what it was. This was the, and I think I already told this story, so stop me if I have.
Was it the dude with the cannon?
Yes. And then his girlfriend whips out the phone and was like, "You ever seen Fruit Loops?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" And basically what it was is this girl that they had gaped her butthole and then they dumped milk and Fruit Loops into it and were eating Fruit Loops out of it. So.
Oh, my God.
Heard this story.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Once again, kink shaming.
Well, this just in, dude. If you ever go into a bar even remotely like late in the night, they don't want to watch people eat cereal out of assholes.
Are you sure?
The bartender does not want to see that. I don't care.
I think it depends on the bar. I've heard some shit about Twisted Mike's lately.
All right. So her post went viral after reaching 99,000 likes on social media platforms and saw dozens joining in on the questioning of the design, and some compared it to a fleshlight. One user wrote, "Now I got to take the alarm clock with me when I leave the house because my man can't be trusted."
I love it.
While another joked, "This is the weirdest looking fleshlight. I wonder how good it works. Even tells the time so you can get some practice in."
Oh my God. Cue the countdown.
That's exactly what I was just thinking about. 3, 2, 1.
The clock is not just ridicule on Twitter, but customers on Amazon have also poked fun at the design. Numerous customers asked if they had a vibrate function, and others asked if it's okay to put lube on it.
Oh my dude!
One question even got a response from the manufacturer Philips North America LLC, which read, "Hello, no, it does not vibrate, and lube is not needed."
Philips, they're like, "No, no, don't. Lube is not needed. Just spit on it."
It warms up naturally. Like, can you just? I cannot.
No.
The clock is used to help you have a refreshed wake up and relaxed feeling before you sleep. By what? Staring at a gaping fucking asshole?
Dude, I was going to buy this just as a bit, just for it to be funny when people come over, but this fucker is $200.
Yeah, God, fuck that noise.
Damn. No.
Does it play music or something? Or wait, what? No, did you say it got warm?
Oh.
No, like, it just, I guess it changes
colors. Oh, the color, a warm color. Okay. Yeah.
It's just that wake-up light thing where it, like, gradually gets brighter to wake you up.
Dude, man,
if someone came in my room and turned on my overhead light, it would not wake me up. So, like, these would not work for me.
See, I love the abruptness of an alarm because I get an adrenaline shot every morning. And it, like, literally, I'm out of bed within 10 seconds of my alarm clock going off.
Man.
And, like, Megan's like, what happened? What happened? And I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe there's a fucking fire. Oh, no, my alarm clock just went off.
Listen, this gets better, though. This gets better. Replying on Amazon, a member of the Philips customer care team wrote, "The hole in the middle of the device is purely a design decision, and it doesn't have a very secret function." Winking face. "Hope that helps, but please know that my colleagues and I are happy to discuss any additional questions with you."
Do you have something that I can put in the hole to make it a smaller hole that will facilitate smaller objects?
Do you have a washer that yeah. I can put in the middle? Like, you know, just a spacer in there.
Yeah, yeah. And it needs to be out of a material made out of material that can handle lotions, lubes, and spit. Oh, no reason in particular.
Needless to say, the Daily Star has contacted Samsung, or I'm sorry, not Samsung, Philips, for more questions and comments. So there you have it,
dude.
So we're going from an alarm clock that you can fuck to fucking Trixie.
Oh, hey, guess what, y'all? I believe it's that time. And if I can fucking mm-hmm. get there, holy mm-hmm. shit. Oh, wrong one. There we go. It's this time, friends. Yeah, Trixie, swing it. Call me hard and I guess some more.
What exactly is Trixie swinging?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I believe that Trixie's hauling wagons these days.
Oh, my God.
I think it's just a singular wagon. I don't think it's plural wagons.
Isn't it one butt cheek? No?
No, just the wagon.
Oh, damn.
Listen, I'm the expert
at
hauling wagons. Not because I haul a wagon, just because I use that phrase a lot.
I do.
It's one... Sorry. It is one collective...
Wagon.
Damn it, Daniel. Now, you ruined it for me. You ruined hauling wagons for me,
dude. Why do you think Megan married me, dude? She loved to see me go, but she hated to see me leave.
Yeah, dude. Can we call out the audience? If any of you can draw, would you like to depict Trixie for us?
Yes.
Oh God,
I would love this.
Please, no hentai.
Yes. No. 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 No, 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 no. All right. So, a very interesting spelling of advent calendar, ADVNT, and then calendar with a K. Guys, I'm getting concerned about Abella's, and it says Abella's home life. This is like the 12th stepsister I've seen her with, not to mention the number of different stepmothers and fathers she's had. At this point, I'm not sure if she even fucking knows who her actual family is.
Poor kid.
Oh, I loved that one.
Or consenting adult. Let's say poor consenting adult.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're obviously talking about Abella Danger, right?
Yeah. So, number two from Shadow Sneaks. My dude. This guy looks like Tupac's disabled brother, One Pac.
No. No. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I thought that was great. I thought that was great. Sorry.
Oh my God.
But I also have no discretion. So, last one to tie a little bow on Pornhub comments from Meme Wave. Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller walk into a bar. Then they both walk into a wall.
No.
Then Stevie walks into a chair. You could probably see where this is going. No. Too bad they can't.
No.
Why was this on a Pornhub
yes.
comment?
Those are all...
Why?
I thought these were so incredibly, like...
Some dude is out there and he's like, just in case anyone looks at the comments before they're done,
yeah.
I'm going to kill some boners.
Yeah. Dude. Some of this shit, I was literally sitting on the couch. Megan was absolutely incredible enough to take Finn to Taekwondo by herself so that I could look up Pornhub comments and fucking read up on articles for the podcast. And
it's just research.
I was like, I don't know why you came home and my pants were down. I'm just reading.
Anyway, I bought this alarm clock.
Yeah. She's like, why is there a new alarm clock in our bedroom? And why?
Don't look at her. Don't look at it.
And why are you so sweaty? And I said,
don't ask questions you're not ready to hear the answers to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
But this has been Pornhub Comments. Trixie, swing it. That singular wagon.
I feel like she just got here.
Dude, I
gone
know.
Gone so soon.
Came and went. Came and went. All right, cruising from here. Let us move on to this gynecologist.
Yes.
Is that where we want to head?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So there is a poor old dude with an unwashed asshole on TikTok who comes out and said, "What?"
Sorry, I was just, dude. Maybe we should just rename this like the fucking
the sex podcast.
Yeah, it's called like the tethered to fuck. Like, I mean, like.
Okay, so this man with an unwashed asshole, who someone in the comments called a great value Chad Kroger.
He does.
This dude on TikTok said that a woman's vagina smelling like anything but water was disgusting, and this lady who's a gynecologist is like. Actually, take several seats.
Yeah.
So she starts off and says, "Hey, bud, you seem a little fragile, so I'm going to come at this without saying anything about the fact that you look like you smell like dirty socks and regret." Oh, my God. Somebody in the comments said, "He makes me want to cover my drink even though I'm at home."
Jeez, dude. He's just fucking...
Mm-hmm. She said, "I'm a gynecologist, and you're the reason that people are uncomfortable with their normal body. Not a damn body part on you smells like water, nor should it.
Yeah.
A vagina should smell like a vagina and nothing else."
Yeah.
And then he comments and says, "Absolutely not all smells are normal," skull emoji, "and it's not supposed to have much smell or taste."
What?
She says,
"No, dude, this guy has never been around a
no
vagina,
he basically
period.
Outs himself for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, "Hey, Krusty Flakes, thanks for that correction regarding my field of expertise in which I spent 12 years of training. We'd be lost without you, bud." Oh, no. So like that, basically there's a bunch of hurt men in the comments, and then he comments and says something pretty much implying he's not been near one since he was born.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Whether that smell is bothersome or not only matters to the person who owns a vagina. I know this may come as a shock to you because you've never been allowed near one in your whole life, but you need to grow up. And then maybe someone will let you near theirs with consent."
Oh, my God. Oh, he's not getting near anything with consent.
Yeah. Also, like, okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow in a greasy dude costume. Like,
yeah, dude. No, she's just trying to hawk jade eggs, dude. Mm-hmm, fucking know it. I know it. And candles. I bet her candles smell like water. She's fucking giving, you know, she's giving.
This guy looks like he would invite you over for a date and make you pay for 100 tacos.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Also, like, he looks like he's in a bedroom at his parents' house. Like, it looks like he's got, like, posters on the wall like you did when you were a kid.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking at this guy, and no.
He's got, well, he thinks he has a beard.
To quote, ooh, shit's getting real. So he literally looks like Jared Leto, or I'm sorry, what insult that was hurled at Jared Leto in Fight Club. "You're too fucking blonde." I mean, like, guy, so, like, honestly, I mean, even if that's your natural hair color,
like, you could not be drunk enough to accept this guy buying you a drink.
No. He the only place that facial hair grows apparently is a wispy mustache and a really stringy goatee. I don't know.
Imagine this dude telling you how your vag should smell.
Yeah.
Another perk of watching the video is I'm literally zooming straight up into this motherfucker right now so that everyone good, watching the video
good,
can
good,
see.
Good.
I want to know what that poster is on the left.
It looks like the Vitruvian Man.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I didn't know what it was called,
but maybe.
Oh no, but it looks like they're in a whatever. Whatever the PC, crisscross applesauce. What the fuck is that term for folding your legs?
I think folding your legs. I think
it used to be called Indian style, but now
that's canceled.
Oh my God.
Canceled.
Timeout. PC. I just got
PC police.
Dude, I just got an email from the PC police, dude. They said Larry has got to go.
Oh no.
No, but it looks like some kind of super lame ass shit that you would have picked up in like at the expo your freshman year of undergrad. I need some stuff to put on my dorm room walls, bro. What do you got? And this dude just like gets high and like whatever, folds his legs and I don't know what.
This thing's rad. I'm going to put it up and then mansplain vaginas to a lady.
Yeah, he's wearing a gold chain and a fucking like black wife mm-hmm. beater. He totally
plays hacky sack.
This dude, no, he can't even hacky or sack. So.
Okay. Burn session has
concluded.
I don't know. I think I need to hear about your German, though. Larry.
My German?
Yeah.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Was not prepared for this.
See?
Okay.
You quit springing shit on us. Let me talk about some kids locked in a basement.
Yeah, you go with yours.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because this is some gnarly shit, and it was actually... I don't know where this was. Now that I think about it. Oh, this was in Colorado. Anybody that has had children in daycare, I was just kind of like... I don't know. We were very picky choosy, but at the same time, you can't be too damn picky choosy because you end up on fucking wait lists for months and months and months. So I read this and I was just like, all right, because Megan and I were actually thinking about switching Finn because we were just some policies and shit at the current place that Finn is at. We were like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we should like shop around. No, we're going to stay there because of this article. Daycare owner gets 6 years for hiding 26 kids in basement.
Oh,
God damn.
Yeah. So check this shit out. Cause this is like some gnarly shit. Colorado daycare owner convicted of keeping 26 children hidden in the basement of her business 2 years ago has been sentenced to 6 years in prison after parents said some of the children suffered trauma, including sleeping problems and anxiety. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of go to what actually occurred. So, excuse me. So there was basically a report made, or somebody kind of tipped him off, the police, and the police went to this lady's Mountain Play Place daycare in November of 2019 after receiving reports that there were more children than were allowed for her to be taken care of. They ended up finding 25 children in the basement, including 12 children under the age of 2.
Did you see what she was licensed to have?
Yes. So this was the thing. Anybody that has children understands that a child under the age of 2 is not only super high risk for literally getting into anything, but it's like... I had one child under the age of 2, and it was a lot to do dishes and keep up with the child.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So she was licensed for care up to 6 children. Okay.
What?
And 2 of them were allowed to be under the age of 2.
Oh my God.
So we're talking about 6 children total, 2 of which could be under 2. She had 26, 12 under the age of 2. So the police show up and, cruising back a little bit. There were 2 adult employees supervising them in the basement. And one of them, Valerie Fresquez, accepted a plea deal and testified at Faith's trial. The 26th child who had been in the basement was picked up by the parent while police were at the daycare, authorities say. Many of the children had soiled or wet diapers and were sweaty or thirsty, according to the arrest affidavit. Yeah, no kidding, because you can't take care of that many kids with, like, three people.
God.
Dude, look at this woman's nut chin. She looks like she yeah. would eat kids.
Yeah. She was like, when I wasn't taking care of them, I was consuming their souls.
Put them in the cauldron.
The cauldron.
Fucking A, dude.
What's she going on with their hairline? Like,
what's going on with her eyebrows?
A lot going on here.
Like, no, her eyebrows almost go down to, like, the center of her ears. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Like, she drew them on, but she just kept drawing.
That's a fucking mask. No, this is, believe it or not, I have not read the most fucked up part about this.
Oh, no.
So police arrived. Faith repeatedly told an officer that no children were there and that the home did not have a basement. But the officer heard children's music and a child's cry from the basement.
That's creepy.
Another officer discovered a false wall and moved it to reveal the basement staircase.
Oh, there's no kids here? What about behind this wall?
Right? I mean, like,
some Scooby-Doo shit.
Like, this is like fucking... They should have made like a fucking like Netflix show about this woman. Like, what? Anyway. So at Faith's sentencing on Thursday, parents of the children and relatives filled the courtroom telling the judge that their children have suffered trauma since being at the daycare, citing sleep and anxiety issues. Don't blame them. One of the parents said that both of her children were still receiving counseling. Quote, we sleep with the lights on in our house. My kids are anxious. They are fearful of the world. I can't imagine what effect this would have on children. That it's like, no, you need to be quiet. You need to be quiet. I know you have piss and shit in your diaper. I don't care. Just listen to the music and be quiet while I deal with the fucking police. Like, what?
No. Unacceptable.
No.
Straight to jail.
I mean, dude, like, anywho. So she was convicted of 26 counts of misdemeanor child abuse, attempting to influence a public servant, and obstructing a peace officer. Yeah, dude. Wow. This radio station reported that charges against Fresquez will be dropped if she meets some unspecified steps.
Turn over the juice that you made from boiling children.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I feel like anybody involved.
In no way whatsoever should charges be dropped.
Okay. And I'm trying
unless
to think this
through.
Unless
she was, like, part of something bigger.
So this we're talking about
Over the bigger people.
Well, Carla Faith was the main chick.
Okay.
This Fresquez person was a helper. Now,
charges against her.
Exactly.
Okay.
So maybe Faith was like, hey, you know, I've got all the certifications and stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say are you. I probably wouldn't if I was like,
I'm not going to ask to see your license.
Thank you.
And stuff.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So it's like, okay, you know, this, I would think that there would be a red flag that goes up that it's like, hey, you have to walk behind a false wall. Like, every time you get to work.
It's all legit. Don't worry about the false wall.
It's like, listen, candelabra.
You have someone slide a little thing open. Password.
This kid goes, Fruit Loops. You're like, have you been watching porn? No, I'm three. What?
Oh my God, dude. But this was just so fucked up, man. I had it to cover last week and I was like, man, I'm going to push this to this week because it was just so fucked up. And I mean, man, I know that it's very difficult to find childcare, but holy hell, do your due diligence. Look for like ratings, reviews, and stuff, and I don't know.
My God. Dude, you want to hear something fucked up, though?
What's yeah.
up? Let's go all the way to Germany.
Ooh, hell yeah. Let's take a plane trip.
All right. I brought this over from last week. Let me center myself for this. Ooh. German man on trial for castrating man on his kitchen table.
Look, it happens to the best of us, okay? Like, who are we to judge this guy?
Dude.
Yeah. One man, sure. Men.
Plural men.
Men.
Oh, my God.
Men on his kitchen. Who the fuck are you? Goddamn, what's his fucking name? Shit.
David Wait. Parker Ray?
No.
Okay.
I got nothing. Somebody that castrates somebody.
Dr. Kevorkian?
Hannibal? Oh, are you Hannibal? No. What the fuck? Anyway.
Oof.
This comes at us from AP in Berlin. A German electrician went on trial Thursday accused of murder in the death of one man and manipulating several others by performing illegal operations on their genitals. Okay, I don't know if you have ever read up on the story of the song that Rammstein sang nope. about
Du Hass. Du Hass. No, I'm just kidding.
No. There released this song about a story in Germany, I believe, where a man went into a chat room and asked for volunteers to be castrated and then partake in eating their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
So this we covered something before. Like that.
Wait, they're dicks yeah. or balls?
They're dicks. So not castrated, like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're. I'm sure whatever. He didn't, or the person didn't leave the balls. They probably just took all of it, right?
So someone volunteered, actually, in that story. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it at some other time. Anyway, so this is not the first time that this has happened in Germany, apparently.
Well, I'm just waiting for Allie to kink shame.
I'm just saying, like, look, all I'm saying is I've got a little set of, like small little tools. I didn't know if you guys were busy.
Hey, me too.
Hey! I just thought if you guys weren't busy, like, maybe, I've just been wanting to do, like, just some casual operations. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. I just thought, as a pal.
So what do you need?
Just a dick. Sir, like, if you could just lay right here.
So what do I need?
Just get
right
your
here?
Dick out. Okay. I'm just going to make a few small cuts. Okay. Nothing big.
Okay.
Just a couple.
Just around?
Just playful like, little good cuts okay. on your dick. It's fun for everybody.
Could you imagine going in for a dirty fucking... A dirty circumcision and then your nuts getting chopped off. Anyway.
Not as an adult.
The 66-year-old man told a regional court in Munich that he performed the procedures at the men's request.
They asked me. They asked me to cut their dicks, okay? Who am I to decline?
Excuse me. No? My dick, it's not cut. I need it cut.
I'm happy to help you with that.
Sir,
I will cut
sir,
you
sir.
Line
what,
up,
I noticed that you had a small set of tools.
I had a small set of tools.
But why are you cutting my balls off? That's not what I came for.
Hey, I just looked for a little bit off the top, man.
Look, I'm an electrician. I'm just a surgeon on the side, man. I can't be so precise. Like, I'm close.
Don't get those wire cutters near my nuts.
God. This is how we strip the foreskin, sir.
It's
standard procedure, okay? The defendant, whose name wasn't released for privacy reasons.
Claimed
he initially offered sexual services on sadomasochistic websites in order to earn money to pay off debts. Later, the man allegedly expanded his repertoire by performing operations on his kitchen table in the town of Markt Schwaben, telling his victims that he was a trained medical professional, German news agency's DPA reported. The defendant told the court that he castrated or partially amputated the genitals of 8 men between July 2018 and March 2020 in the middle of fucking panorama.
So that's a year and a half. Mm-hmm. 8 dudes. What's that, a dude a quarter? He's doing okay.
Yeah, great. Allie's
is it
like,
December already?
Allie's like, Man, those are amateur numbers.
You gotta pump that shit up.
Dude, fourth quarter was booming.
I could cut more dicks than this. We gotta try harder in Q1 of 2022.
I'm not gonna lie. I just like crossed my legs just now and like, because I am feeling very vulnerable right now.
Dude, but he denied responsibility for the death of one man who died several days after the defendant performed the procedure on him. Prosecutors have charged the defendant with murder for failing to call for help in the case of the man who died and with serious and dangerous bodily harm.
God, that means he like that guy suffered.
Yeah, no shit.
Days.
I mean, sure. All these motherfuckers suffered. Some of them were just into it.
I suffered for a bit. Like, yeah.
This shit sounds like shit you would do in, like Tijuana. Like, this is a, like, well,
that's Germany's, who I referenced like, when you said that the toy box killer was whose name I said.
Oh, okay.
Don't Google that if you're having a pretty good day.
No. Toy Box Killer was one of the worst last podcasts that I listened to.
I have not listened to that on purpose.
Was that the one with the dogs also?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was a lot. Not going to lie. There are some very terrible people out there and just cross your fingers you don't come across them. So, yeah.
It sounds like
at least
some of these guys were sort of consenting. Yeah, I mean, not quite to what he ended up doing, but...
Yeah. Guys,
just don't cut your dicks.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, yeah, I just don't... Like, get a little counseling. If you need something past that, man, seek it out. Like, it's there. You can, you know, there are lots of resources out there.
Take up like crochet or something. Like get some different hobby.
Dude, you're not gonna believe this. Last week I went in, saw my doctor. I was totally gonna get my dick cut off. But I walked out table? And I joined a knitting circle.
Anyway, I made this blanket. Way more productive making this blanket.
Yeah. God. Oh, that's amazing. Holy hell. Don't know where to go from there.
Crows, man. We're talking about crows now.
Hell yeah, we're talking about crows.
Let's do it.
Dude, crows are fucking smart, okay? Like, I already knew crows are smart. Crows have funerals for their, like, families. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Did you know that if you piss off a crow, it'll tell the rest of the crows in its little fucking murder? Yeah,
they'll hold grudges.
They'll hold a grudge for generations.
Yeah, like after like the crow that you wronged.
They better not meet me in my car because I'm not going to lie. I don't swerve for small animals.
Crows are not small.
I will hit crows. I will get out and head stomp crows. I don't care about birds. Birds aren't fucking real anyway.
I love birds.
Well, no, dude. I know. We all know that the reason they sit on fucking power lines is to recharge.
Yeah.
So that they like surveil us. You know, everybody fucking knows this shit. This is common knowledge. So
I don't know if this is in your article, Allie, but like the fact that crows can hold generational fucking grudges is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's been a thing for a while. Like, people have known about
it. I know crows are, like,
there's
some of the smarter birds, right?
Okay. Well, so corvids, which is the crow family, and that includes jays, magpies, which I wish we had here because they're cool.
Megan wants to get a magpie tattoo.
Yeah!
Because I think that's, like, a pretty big Korean thing.
Yeah.
They're like, really lucky or something.
Aw.
I think.
I just like magpies because they like shiny things, and so do I.
It just sounds like...
because they collect them.
Yeah. Well, crows kind of do that, too. Like, crows will absolutely... Like, crows can understand the concept of money, so, like... They will figure out that, like, if they bring you a quarter, you will give them a candy or something. Like, there's been, like, documents of that. Oh, yeah.
That's super cool.
It's a thing. They're like, oh.
That's super cool.
So I bring you this and you give me that? So I'm paying you?
I just feel like Magpies is, like, an off-brand of a cream pie. I'm sorry.
No, Magpies is a bakery, isn't it, in town?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
And they're really good.
Anyway, corvids are...
You would think that.
Usually when I hear people say corvids, they mean ravens and crows, usually, at least in the U.S. They can use tools, they can recognize faces, they leave gifts for people they like. So, like, if you befriend a crow, it will start bringing you, like, pebbles and, like, pretty things.
Fun.
I know, I'm like, how do I befriend a crow?
I know.
Unlike a fucking cat that brings you dead animals because it doesn't think you can
hear
hunt.
You can't hunt worth a
Allie
shit.
Allie just goes out and is just like, crows, hear me. I want to friend you.
The neighborhood cat just walks up and he's like, meow. And I'm like, fuck you again. Okay, so crows are capable of thinking about their own thoughts as they work out problems. Like, they have that much self-awareness.
Yeah.
And previously, this was only thought to be in higher intelligence, like humans and possibly a few other mammals. Maybe dolphins and apes.
Dolphins.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
Orcas, too, as well.
What?
Orcas.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But like, in this study, this headline says it's a new study, but it came out last year. But it's just cool. Okay, leave me alone. So, corvids are known to be as mentally capable as monkeys and great apes. It appears that there's a general correspondence between the number of neurons an animal has in its pallium and its intelligence. Daniel, know more about anatomy.
What?
Than me.
Sorry.
What the fuck's a pallium?
I got caught.
I called you out.
No, I was trying to text Megan to see if they were actually lucky in Korea considered lucky. But anyway.
Oh, okay. It says there appear to be a general correspondence between the number of neurons an animal has in its pallium and its intelligence.
Ooh, I don't know what was it? Pallium?
Pallium?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not familiar.
It's
got to
be part of the brain.
Yeah.
So basically, humans are really high, like they're the top of this chart. But they have more neurons than elephants, even though we've got a smaller body size. It's estimated that crow brains have 1.5 billion neurons, but it doesn't give me any number to reference that to. Hmm. Thank you, article. Okay.
A pallium is a cerebral cortex, especially of a manimal.
A manimal?
manimal. Episode title, Manimal.
Especially of a mammal.
The kind of higher intelligence that crows exhibited in this new research is similar to the way we solve problems. So we catalog relevant knowledge and then we explore different combinations of what we know to arrive at an action or solution. So I've seen
a lot of stuff about crows in regards to them literally problem solving.
Yeah.
For instance, oh my God, what is that game that has the shapes that you have to beat the timer?
Perfection?
Yes. But it's like stuff like that, like dropping shapes in the correct hole to get a treat or something like that. Yeah. And they'll like crush it like super quick.
Yeah.
So.
They said the way this experiment sounds is that it was something that had like quick changing rules and the crows picked up on them and were like, oh, this is the new rule. Here's how this works.
Gotcha.
So like they were trained to watch for a flash, which did or did not appear, and then peck at a red or a blue target to register whether or not a flash was seen. And then,
so they're not colorblind. They can see a spectrum of colors.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. At least somewhat. I don't know. Maybe they're partly color. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the rules changed about whether red or blue signified the presence of a flash and the other one signifying that there wasn't a flash. Hmm. So like they would change it and the crows would like learn quickly. And
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah.
So real quick, about the magpies, Megan got back to me. she was like, yeah, they are like adopted by a lot of provinces in Korea, as the national bird. But they're literally seen as unlucky pretty much everywhere else.
Aww.
And then she sent me this screenshot of an oriental magpie with a, whatever emoji face of like rolling eyes because Megan lives by the thing that there are only two things that are oriental, rugs and food. Anything
when
other...
you say
what?
When you say oriental magpie,
yeah,
it just takes me to a Pornhub category.
It does sound, yeah. No,
it just I thought you said...
No, I think he means mentally, not like on...
Got you. Oh my God. Actually, now that you put it in that context, I'm saving it for later.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
But man, I think this is so cool. Like, honestly, like there's a podcast called Ologies and they did one about like crow funerals. They did a whole episode about it and it's so neat.
That's like, I mean, just the fact that, I mean, obviously we are a higher thinking animal, but like obviously there's something in between us and like fucking chickens, for instance.
Yeah.
And it's obviously there has to be there have to be thoughts that occur that it's like, for instance, oh my God, like, I don't know if it's penguins, but like a bird that like mates for life or whatever or something like that. That it's like this thing that it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just very interesting to see how that manifests in nature kind of thing, just across the spectrum. So
I also love that, like crows can talk, like crows can learn to talk. And that's so fucking creepy to think about. Cause like you think of a crow as being wild. And what if one just like landed on a tree near you and was like, death is near. And you're like, what? You what? Sir.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Edgar Allan Poe enters.
Yeah, right.
I guess the raven could have been saying nevermore.
Oh shit, I keep confusing. That's a raven.
That's true. Sorry.
That's still a corvid though. Like that's the whole thing, is they're like really closely related.
Good save, good save. Yeah.
All right, Daniel, I need to hear about this Squid Game crypto.
Ooh, let's talk about how some Fulios just got fizzle fucked on
when did you turn into a papaw?
Hey man, I've always been told that I was like whatever age I was at the time that the person was talking to me, going on probably 60. Mm-hmm. So, dude, I've been. That's why I get okay boomered on the show all the time, is because honestly, dude, I miss my generation. I should not be a millennial, but I am. I'm stuck here with the rest of all of us, just in our squandering our lives. So. But
squandering.
I'm kidding.
I record a quality podcast once a week at least.
We are as Allie described.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
As Allie described, thriving.
We're thriving.
I was actually talking to my pops the other day, and I was just like, dude, I legitimately have just. I think I've turned a corner, and I've just been like, you know what? I don't give a shit how fucked, like, people tell me that my life is where my life is headed, where the world is headed, where anything is headed. I refuse to just be like fucking held back. We get one life. Let's fucking live it.
That's like, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. Like, fucking like what you like and quit apologizing for it.
Dude. For instance,
if you like anal, fucking do it. I mean, whatever.
Katy Perry, the song "Hot and Cold," I love it.
Sure,
I'll jam.
Sure,
you know, but and I'll do it with the windows down. Yeah. I don't fucking care.
It's a big difference between anal and Katy Perry. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, well, I thought we were talking about anal on Katy Perry.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's a big
hot,
stretch.
Hot and cold, dude. That's isn't that the whole premise of the song? I'm just kidding.
Anyway. Never go ass to mouth, Daniel. Never go ass to mouth.
No, dude, I want a shirt that says ATM. It's money in the bank.
Adds that to the merch list.
Right. The Tether Radio Podcast. ATM. It's money in the bank. Let me tell you about how a bunch of Fulios that know nothing about crypto got had. So, Squid Game. I'm sure you guys have heard of this.
If you listen to the podcast, you have.
If you listen to the podcast or leave your house occasionally.
Sure.
Or have a subscription to Netflix, because they fucking, did they not advertise the shit out of this?
Or have your cousin Craig's, you know, log in.
Yeah, right. So a digital currency based off the popular Netflix series Squid Game is trading at $0. After its creators cashed out, effectively stealing an estimated $2.1 million from investors. Like I said,
there goes the show.
Sometimes
Oh my God, we invested all of our money in Squid.
Sometimes I think it shouldn't be illegal if you get away with a scam that's like...
That is so obviously fucking stupid.
Like, if you're buying crypto and you get got... Good.
Dude, if you're not doing your fucking due diligence, what is the difference between this and back in the day buying fucking snake oil?
Sure.
Hey, guess what? There ain't a difference.
Or penny stocks.
Or penny stocks. I mean, like, dude, it's just like, dude. Point being, if you actually look into this stuff, And like I said, do your due diligence mm-hmm. and actually see what you're fucking purchasing. Then mm-hmm. you will run from this shit like your fucking pants are on fire, man. So this cryptocurrency, appropriately called Squid, surged as high as $2,861 per coin, which is sizable for fucking crypto if you have looked at crypto at all. But then it crashed to $0 as of Monday, according to CoinMarketCap. The scam, which was reported by Gizmodo, is called a rug pull. No fucking shit. It's called get everybody in, fucking,
and then pull the fucking coin.
Thank you. My God. Pull the rug, dude. So this, there were multiple red flags for all of this. And
no.
Exactly. Surprising? I know. One was that you had to buy it from an Arabian prince. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. You had me.
I was about to say, you had me, dude. I was like, no fucking way.
His name was Aladdin, and he arrived on a flying carpet.
It an oriental rug?
Oh, shit. Megan might cancel
us. I'm sorry.
No, so it was billed as a token that could be used for a new online game that was inspired by the popular Korean language series, which that was a weird thing. Why wouldn't they just say Korean series? Why would they have to say Korean language series?
Because it was interpreted in different languages. It wasn't just exclusive to Korea.
Yeah, but it originated
was a Korean
in Korea.
Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when you launch something that big on Netflix, it's like, I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to justify it.
No, hey, you don't have to. Hey, you don't have to justify CNN business. They're you know, they got their shit on lock. So
yeah, of course they do.
And I say that in jest, just like every other fucking online. Fucking media is a shit show. So, anywho, moving right along. And it's based on the Deadly Tournament of Children's Games. If you haven't watched the show, first of all, I will plug the show. It was very entertaining, to me at least. So, check it out. Don't try to buy fucking crypto based on shit you watch on Netflix. Gizmodo pointed out numerous signs it was a scam, including its now disappeared website being filled with spelling errors. Allie and I would have already walked at that point.
Yeah.
You fuck up spelling and grammar, Allie and I are walking.
Can you just hear some crypto bros out there being like, no, okay, so they're not great at spelling, okay, but like they know crypto. Like they listen to Rogan and they know how they spit. You don't understand Bitcoin is the problem. You don't understand blockchain. That's what it is.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just
that I would have fallen for this.
Like, no, I don't think that you would have even looked into it, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's true.
So it wouldn't have gotten the time of day from you.
Good save. So, No.
I'm just saying that it's like you would have just been like, yeah, I don't give a shit. So, and Allie and I would have been like, why did they use T-H-E-I-R when it should have been T-H-E-R-E?
I'm out here going red flag.
Yeah,
and Larry's like, wait, they sound like they know about Bitcoin.
So here's the other red flag that, in my opinion, was just like, it was just a blinking sign that said, you're a fucking moron. The other red flag, investors could buy, but not sell.
Ooh, it's like, no,
wait,
sir.
What? That's not how investing works.
It says right here in the fine print, no take backsies. It says right here. Seriously. It said all along.
No take backsies.
It's just like, it's a fucking joke, dude.
God.
So then on top of these other two things, CoinMarketCap also warned potential investors that Squid was probably a scam, displaying a warning to, quote, exercise extreme caution if they bought the crypto. Now granted, you need to exercise caution when you're purchasing any crypto, because it's the wild west of finance at this point. So if somebody's like, hey, extreme caution, extreme caution. Hold up, my dudes, you know. Don't fucking buy it. Come on. Like, ridiculous. Anywho, so all these people bought in, and then as soon as they hit close to the market cap, the creators sold every bit of what they had, which basically ended up giving them the entire market and leaving everybody else with nothing. So,
that's about right.
I'm just like, you know what? I actually have to agree completely with Allie. Dude, if you fall prey to this shit, I'm sorry, but let it be an expensive fucking lesson. And I don't know how Definitely. Much like certain investors lost and stuff, but like, man, that's just fucking stupid. That is just stupid. And they ain't a cure for stupid. So, but
yeah, there is. Yeah, there what, is. It's called Darwinism.
Hey, you're right. You're right.
God,
you are correct. Yep. That's about all I got for that one. So, who's hot and bothered and wants to keep this ball rolling?
I want to talk about Gone somebody girl, else that vanished.
Ooh, speaking of vanishing mm-hmm. things.
This mom, why did I say that she's a mom? Oh, she has a mom. Okay. This missing accountant is 39, and she is being investigated over $43 million in fraud.
Mm.
I would also fucking vanish if I was on the hook for $43 million fucking dollars. Like, nope. Not even going to go. How am I going to pay that back? No. Yeah. I'm going to disappear is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go buy a very small island off the grid.
Let me just go in. I think it's in my kitchen.
I'll be right back.
And then I'd be through my fucking kitchen window at about point two.
So
I just want to point out. I just want to point out once again, Daily Mail. Hold on. I am going to show this on the video stream. All right. Daily Mail.
It's unreadable with the ads.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to open it.
No, hold on.
Half the time, the pop-up blockers and whatever shit that I've downloaded to make things readable.
The title.
The whole story is in the title. Like, honestly, I don't have that much to say about it. Oh, here's the actual title. Missing accountant, 39, whose firm is being investigated over $43 million in fraud, is filmed headed to her son's football game hours before her dog was abandoned on the 28th floor of an LA high-rise, and she vanished into thin air. Like, leave
that
something.
That bitch fucking parachuted off of that building.
No shit.
And then, before you get to the story, they summarize the whole story in bullet points up top. So, like, even if you think you need a story, then you don't by the time you get all those sub-headlines.
Oh, my God. I know this girl. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. You had me for a second. Man, there's not a whole lot of story behind that. I was just like, of course she vanished. She's under investigation for $43 million.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question.
Oh, you do?
What?
No way.
Is no filmed way. Heading to her son's football game hours before her dog was abandoned.
I don't.
What? I'm trying to understand the relevancy of like some of these.
Well, they found her dog the same night that she was last seen. It looks like maybe she just took her dog to an apartment complex and let it go.
Okay.
But what it's a piece of random.
Shit. I just don't understand. Like, why wouldn't they just be like? Bitch owed a bunch of money and like she vanished.
They word it like the news of the dog being found is as big of news as her vanishing.
Yeah.
They're like, and also her, a dog her, was found.
And her owing $43 million. Yeah. It's like there's a couple of in the world of news, I would place priority on a couple of these, you know, specifics.
Number one, dog disappeared. Yeah. Number two, she also sold a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, a whole lot of money.
This is missing. Maybe she's just bad at accounting. I'm just kidding.
It's just a couple of errors in QuickBooks. Though. It's not a big deal.
Kidding.
A couple of decimal points. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
So I don't know. And I don't feel like this lady vanished. Like, I think she took her dog, dropped him off some random place, yeah. and she disappeared herself.
And that makes sense.
Also, she's very pretty, and this will not get as much news as Gabby Petito.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have
Gabby
as much...
Gabby Petito was pretty.
I'm still trying to, like, pull that apart. I don't
it's
understand
because
why she
they
care.
Had so much online content is why so many
so
people
So they
got
could
involved.
Run a lot of stuff? Like, it was an easy thing to...
I think,
or what?
I don't know why the news covered it yeah. as much as why people were invested in it.
Yeah,
because it did make for a good like try to solve this mystery at your own house. Look how many breadcrumbs there are out there.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just every time that I would read a headline, I'm just like, why do I care?
I know.
Actually, not why do I care? Because I didn't.
But
I don't.
Like, I don't.
And
care.
I won't.
Yeah.
But why should I? Why are you telling me that I should care? And
I
not
think this
you,
podcast has
the
made
media.
Us so. This podcast has made us so morbid.
Well, no, it's not. It's not that. It's just like out of all of the cases
yeah.
of missing persons in general.
Yeah. Why is that one
this?
The
why,
top headline?
And why is everybody covering it? And why are they covering it so much?
Yeah.
It just seemed completely irrelevant in the scheme of.
Yeah,
everybody else.
The grant. Yeah, yeah.
That was my biggest thing.
Yeah.
So I don't wish ill on anyone. I don't know if she's a good person or a bad person or Brian Laundrie's fucking whoever. I don't know him from Tom, Dick, or Harry down the street. But but my point is, it's just that it's like it didn't make any sense that it's like okay if it was for instance. Somebody that was related to fucking some kind of diplomat or politician or celebrity or something like that. Because she wasn't a celebrity.
No, she didn't have that many followers either. I think it's just that she had so many photos and videos and stuff out there that it made for a lot of clues.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say that she was a pretty white girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
That disappeared.
Yeah. That was also a big part of it.
Well, I guess my other question is, do you not think that there are other pretty white girls that have also disappeared?
Okay, I don't mean to like...
No, I'm not. I'm not like... Okay,
belittle
sorry,
the situation.
But she's surely not the only pretty white girl that has
disappeared. Yeah,
that's my...
I don't
that's
mean to
kind of
belittle the situation. Obviously, it's a horrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
It's still like... It points to a bigger problem. Anyway.
Yeah
our media.
Enough of that.
Anyway. Okay. Well,
was that it, Allie? That was it. With that?
Yeah, there was wasn't it? A lot to it. I mean,
did you read the headline?
It was all right there.
Okay, we have two options then.
All right,
Daniel, you can cover one of yours, or I can do one of three, which I want you guys to vote on.
Ooh, okay. Let's vote. Did you hear me earlier? I'm looking for reasons to fucking vote, dude.
Right.
Like, Jesus. You said vote and I started salivating.
Okay, so Mountain Dew, small dongs, or leather pants that sound like ducks.
I'm leaning toward the pants.
I was going to say small dongs or pants. So let's go
you
pants.
You would pick small dongs.
Well,
let's
dude,
go
I
pants.
Can, hey, I can just relate. I can relate.
All right. Oh, shit. It's mirror. Of course we can.
We got to cover mirror.
Okay. All right. So.
Can mirror sponsor us? Mirror, I know y'all are listening.
Mirror.
Get at us.
Yeah. Or someone that knows someone at mirror. Yeah. Mom warns over leather trousers that sound like she has a duck down her pants.
Hang on. I was reading along with your headline and I clicked over. And then when I looked back, I looked down a line. So I was reading Mom warns over leather trousers that sound supple and plump. And I was like, no.
They must have a Phillips alarm clock in their pants.
Oh, my God. Listen, listen, my brain is broken and I have to share with you guys when it does funny things, okay?
Hey, man, it's hump day. Uh-huh. We're almost there. Well,
Gwenna Lathland discovered her faux leather trousers came with an unexpected bonus feature and left people in hysterics after demonstrating in a video which went viral. A woman's embarrassing experience with her faux leather trousers has gone viral after she discovered, obviously, that it made a sound like there were ducks in her pants.
You better have this audio ready.
Oh, no.
No, you've got it ready in 3, 2, 1. My God, dude. They do sound like ducks.
The accuracy.
Listen. Listen, this woman is 37 years old.
Now twerk it.
And no!
She's 37 years old, and then she tried her new pants at home. She put them on, tried them on. She put them on only to discover that they came with a very awkward design flaw. The mom paraded around the room in stitches as she quacked with every step, unable to keep her face straight as her family watched on. Her husband, Jackson, 39, filmed her squeaking and farting at the same time.
Wait a second. Are before, the pants making that noise, or is she legit just like an orchestra of noises?
I don't know if she was farting herself.
Oh, my God.
It's like, Mom, stop, stop.
Before she doubled over and cries, I sound like I have a duck in my cooter.
Oh my God.
If that's not an ISO, I don't
just
know what
about
it
to say that has to be an ISO.
The clip then showed the mom of three declare, there's a reason it's hard to find shiny pants for girls who can start a fire with their thighs.
Start a fire with their thighs. Amazing.
Listen, ladies. Thick thighs save lives, but sometimes they are a fire hazard as well.
Oh my God, amazing.
Gwenna found that the squeaking noise disappeared once she gave the trousers a wash, much to the disappointment of her eldest daughter, who wanted to experience the quack in person. The video of her fashion mishap racked up more than 11 million views on TikTok and brought in 1,000 comments from entertained viewers.
Jeez, dude.
It just goes more and more into the
this
story
is what the internet is made for, like for sharing just nonsense like this.
Yes. Oh my God.
Could you imagine putting on pants like before even going out and then just fucking quacking every time you go down the street?
Dude,
what the actual fuck is happening right now?
The internet was made for tabloids. Mm-hmm. That's what it was made for. Mm-hmm. Like it was made for the Daily Mail. It was made for, fucking Mirror and like the Sun and all that shit, dude.
Yeah,
it was made for that. So all right, well, since I know it's gonna take me a second to get through outro stuff, do we want to kick this stuff over into an untethered the rest?
I think so.
Sounds like a plan.
Is that cool with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo-hoo. Sorry.
Trixie has entered the chat.
Trixie's back.
Oh, get back in your closet, woman. No, I'm just kidding. oh, no. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Just kidding. She stuck her leg out, and I was like, no. No, not right now. We're not doing Pornhub comments.
Put that fishnet clad away. Clad leg away. Yes. Fuck.
Close enough. Close enough. So, yeah, we're right around, I don't know, about an hour and a half. Probably a little bit shy, but that's cool because I'm sure that we'll ramble a little bit in the outro, or at least I will, and I'm sure there will be interjections.
You're rambling right now.
No, we're already rambling.
Dude,
this is pre-rambling.
Yeah, this is my pre-ramble for my ramble.
This is foreplay for the full ramble.
So we are thanking you guys for joining us for right around an hour and a half for episode 174 of the Tether Radio podcast. Let me get this stuff pulled up so that I can tell you where to send all your hate mail.
174.
Yeah.
Yep.
How far have we come? Well, since I've been here, like 130, like yeah, over 40 episodes.
40 episodes, man. Which, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Oh, we need to do something big for my 50th episode.
How about we do it for your like 1 year anniversary? Should be it's your like coming up. Your 52nd.
Yeah, be about right. that. Yeah,
it'll be in January.
Yeah.
I don't know. We did a cool one for DL of pass was right around 100.
Right. We got to come up with something for 200.
We could do.
We got plenty of lead time.
Yeah, plenty of lead time for that. So I don't know. We might have to force Larry to read a book or something.
Goddamn.
Can't be done.
Larry's like, and this is my last episode.
All right, bye.
No, let us know what you guys thought about this episode 174. Also, if you have suggestions for our 200th, I'm just going to go ahead and say it will be recorded. Who's going to be here? Fucking, I don't know. Hell, I might not even be here. My God, it might just be Larry by himself.
I mean, I will read a Dr. Fucking Seuss book. I don't give a shit.
but yeah, let us know what you guys thought about this episode. Any kind of recommendations or anything for stuff to cover in the future. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That's tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on Twitter and Instagram @tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. I'm sorry, should I be calling it Meta at this point? No, I'm just kidding. What a fucking joke. On Facebook, if you ever listen to this podcast, you're a fucking joke. We're laughing at you. Anyway. Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. We've got that, and it's great. You should join it. It's a closed group, so don't worry. If you say some stuff that Aunt Clara and Uncle Jimmy, you don't want them to see, don't worry. It won't make it to your Bible study group. So, anywho, join up on that shitpost with the rest of them because it's fun. We've got our Read with Tether Facebook group that's our book club. We're still working on a book for December.
Picking out a book for like December,
probably late
December, early January. Yeah.
Maybe. Ooh, would it be terrible to put it in between Christmas and New Year's?
People have downtime then.
I feel like that might be a decent time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not confirmed, but possibly in between Christmas and New Year's. Our last book was A Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay, mm-hmm. And it was a really fun discussion, really interesting book, kind of talking about exorcism, schizophrenia, all sorts of shenanigans. It was good. It was a really fun read. So just keep an eye out with that. Join the group. Is that closed also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
same thing. Post about weird books. Nobody can see it unless they're in the group.
There you go. So if you want to post on, about my dad wrote a porno and you decide to pick up the novellas or whatever they would be referred to as.
Yeah.
Which I kind of want to read through those.
Man.
First of all, if you've not heard of My Dad Wrote a Porno, check out the podcast because it's
so funny.
So.
I think the book is free as well.
I think it's cheap.
Yeah, it's only like $1 or two, okay. Something like that. Yeah. Actually, it might have gone up because I think it got kind of more popular after the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, we've got the Tether Radio newsletter that Allie puts out every Monday with the full episode. It's awesome. It's got all the show notes and everything in the in a tight little package. It's great. And it comes straight to your inbox when you go to tetherradio.substack.com and put in that fabulous email address that you came up with that you were so creative in creating. So,
I have an idea.
Say what?
I have an idea.
Oh, uh-oh.
You're not allowed to have ideas.
Stay in your lane, Larry.
I have a suggestion, and you guys can shoot it down if you want to.
Okay.
Since this is our first video recording, right? What if we do a promotion? If you sign up for the Substack, we include a link to a Dropbox. It takes you to this video.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. That works.
Just to get some signups, man.
Yeah.
So,
right?
Yeah. And so what we are tossing around is the idea of doing a Patreon, doing a small fee, which would be like between $1 and $4 kind of thing, a month. And that would give you access to the video of the podcast. So if you want to, cool. We know that a lot of friends and family listen to the podcast and do not feel obligated. We don't think any less of you by any stretch. We're just kind of...
I do.
Larry does.
Larry does, but Larry's a dick.
But yeah, so anywho... yeah, that's what we'll do. If you wanna sign up for the newsletter, we're gonna post a link in the newsletter for a Dropbox that will take you to a man on the corner that will be in a yellow raincoat.
If he will you tell ask you, him in just the right tone, he will take you.
There you go.
The video. And you have to have the password.
So you can go to tetherradio.substack.com for that. Newsletter's amazing every week. Like, honestly, it's fantastic. You can also look at our previous newsletters there. We also have Tether Radio Untethered. We will have one this week, and it will go out on Wednesday. And it's kind of overflow, or if we want to just cover one subject for an extended period of time. Normally, they're around 15 to 30 minutes, so... I guess with that being said, this has been episode 174 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your Dom Daddy Larry.
Oh my God, I'm always looking to get whipped. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us for this one. Hope you join us for Untethered on Wednesday. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye, guys.